From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, October 27th, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news from Friday, October 24th through Monday, October 27th. Ariel's Angler reported in the Daily Freeman, Greene County's proposed $105 million budget for the coming year would increase the tax levy by 3.55%, but remain within the cap set by the state. The proposed 2015 budget will increase spending by more than $2 million, or 2.16%. Greene County Administrator Sean Grodin called the plan a, quote, status quo budget, unquote. No layoffs are called for, and the county would utilize $1.5 million of its unappropriated fund balance to offset expenses. Grodin wrote in a budget letter, quote, for the fourth consecutive year, the Department of the Operating Budget for Greene County meets the required formulas as dictated by the governor, unquote. The spending plan has now been submitted to legislators. Grodin said a public hearing is expected to be held November 17th at Catskill High School. John Mason reported in the Register-Star, the controversy over a development of a four-season resort at the Catamount Ski Area in Copaic continues to grow. A conversation about the Berkshire Mountain Club's planned expansion was the subject of a conversation at a meeting of the Copaic Zoning Board of Appeals held last week. That discussion ended in a stalemate between the board's chairwoman and attorney. On September 25th, the four-person board deadlocked 2-2 on the developer's application for a special use permit. Attorney Ken Down advised the board on Thursday the tie meant the case would remain open for a 62-day period. Others have opined the tie was equivalent to a denial. Board Chairwoman Hillary Thomas said she wanted Dow replaced by an independent counsel due to what she alleged was conflict of interest. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Joe Martins has appointed Keith D. Cortez, director of the department's Region 4 office located in Rotterdam. Cortez from Schenectady has served as acting Region 4 director since mid-May. As director, he will oversee DEC activities in Albany, Columbia, Delaware, Greene, Montgomery, Otsego, Rensselaer, Schoharie, and Schenectady counties with more than 200 employees. Cortez has been employed by the DEC for more than 20 years. Before becoming acting Region 4 director, he supervised long-term projects, as well as emergency responses and subsurface investigations and cleanup activities. Matthew Hamilton and Keisha Klucke are reporting in the Times Union. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on Sunday, October 26th, defended the state's new mandatory quarantine for healthcare workers who had contact with Ebola patients in West Africa. Cuomo said the policy is legally enforceable. As of Friday, all travelers arriving at Kennedy or Newark airports from West Africa who have had direct contact with Ebola patients must be quarantined for 21 days. At a news conference in Manhattan Sunday night, Cuomo said people can spend the 21-day quarantine in their homes instead of a medical facility. A quarantined person would receive 2 unannounced visits per day from health officials. The Greene County Emergency Services Department announced last week it will conduct a test of the county's Code Red system on Wednesday, October 29th. According to information provided by the department, the group test will go to all seniors who use Greene County Senior Services only. Those seniors will receive a brief telephone message, but no action is required unless the message is received in error. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be mostly sunny with a high near 59, tonight partly cloudy with a low around 42. Tuesday will be partly sunny with a high near 70, Tuesday night scattered showers after 1 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 53. Wednesday, a chance of showers mainly between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 63, Wednesday night partly cloudy with a low around 40. And Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 54, Thursday night mostly cloudy with a low around 35. Sunrise today was at 7:23 a.m. and sunset today is at 5:55 p.m. with the length of the day being 10 hours and 31 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the fourth Monday of the month and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Catskill Village Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at the Firehouse near Catskill Commons, 943-3830. Columbia County Environmental Management Council is at 7 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. The Germantown Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 50 Palatine Park Road in Germantown, 537-6687. Halicott Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 813 Route 3 at Halicott Center, 845-254-9920. The Hudson Common Council Police Committee meeting is at 6 p.m. The Fire Committee meeting is at 6:45 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson, 828-1030. The new Baltimore Town Board Work meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 3809 County Route 51 in Hanacrox, 756-6671. The Philmont Development Corporation meeting is at 7 p.m. at Village Hall, 124 Main Street in Philmont, 672-7032. The Stuyvesant Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive in Stuyvesant, 758-6248. And the Taconic Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 909 Route 82 in Taconic, 851-7638. This has been the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, October 27th, 2014. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.